wants to sell guns and cameras and microphones and spy helicopters and emergency centers. They want to be the new economy. Everything's going to be prisons and surveillance and security. And to do that, they got to have some war games. And they admit Afghanistan, Iraq, Guantanamo Bay, all of these are laboratories in the real world. And New Orleans is a laboratory. In fact, the Marine Corps website is saying right now they're doing laboratories, lab experiments in New Orleans. The big hovercraft, the very ones I videotaped in 1999 when the Coronado disgorged thousands of Marines and foreign troops. And I sat there watching the Marines train to take our guns. Where'd you get this gun? Where are you from? San Francisco. Are you part of the insurgency? No, I'm an American citizen. I have rights. But CNN would be, urban warriors were training to fight in Serbia. And I was there, folks. It wasn't for Serbia. The foreign troops were being advised. This is how to deal with the American psyche. And then there's a guy who would translate it into Dutch. The American people will resist. That's why we'll be developing sound cannons to knock them out. I have to sit there and watch this? I walk over to Colonel Love with the Marines. So this is for domestic operations, Colonel. Well, yes, sir, it could be. It could be dual use, absolutely. And I'm going, well, that's good, Colonel. So what kind of disaster? Well, terrorism. Natural, this is so evil, or natural disaster. We're the force that come in. We're the people that'll deal with things. So see, you're being bathed in this right now. I love this country so much, and I just can't stand seeing this happen to our nation. It's very stressful to me.